This is the land-based podcast on agentic AI, where we help you understand how human expertise and intelligent automation can come together to enhance your AI-powered projects.
Hey there, welcome back to our podcast. Today, we're diving into a super important topic for businesses in the B2B world, how AI is changing the game and go-to-market strategies. We're going to look at how two big names, Landbase and Apollo, are making waves and what that means for your business.
Yeah, Landbase is this really cool AI-driven platform that helps businesses automate their go-to-market strategies. It's all about boosting productivity and efficiency. Then you've got Apollo, which is a huge sales intelligence platform with a ton of contacts. Both have their own unique spins, and today we're going to break down how they stack up against each other.
I'm Ethan, hosting from sunny San Francisco, and with me is Sophia from the Big Apple. Together, we're going to dig into these platforms and help you figure out which one might be the right fit for your business.
So, why is this important? Well, did you know that a whopping 79% of B2B leads never turn into sales? Yeah, it's a huge challenge for businesses trying to nail their go-to-market strategies. AI-driven platforms like Landbase and Apollo promise to make these processes faster, cheaper, and more efficient.
Exactly, Sophia. And that's where Landbase and Apollo really differ. Landbase is what you'd call an agentic AI platform. It acts like a full sales development team in one package. It's AI, GTM1, Omni, plans, personalizes, and executes outreach all by itself. Apollo, on the other hand, is more of a DIY thing where you have the tools to run your own campaigns. It's kind of like automation versus doing it yourself.
Right. And when you look at the tech behind these platforms, the differences are pretty clear. Landbase's GTM1 Omni is a specialized AI model trained on billions of data points from over 40 million sales campaigns. It does everything from prospect research to creating content. Apollo started as a sales database and added automation tools later, but it doesn't have the same adaptive intelligence as Landbase.
Yeah, that tech difference really affects user experience. Landbase is quick to launch with minimal human input. You can kick off a campaign in just minutes. Apollo, while powerful, needs more setup and maintenance. It's more like a toolkit you got to manage yourself.
Absolutely. And this brings us to how these platforms perform. Landbase's AI-driven campaigns are autonomous and keep optimizing themselves, so users see 4x-7x higher conversions compared to old-school methods. Apollo can handle high-volume outreach, but it sometimes struggles with data quality and deliverability, which can hurt performance.
When it comes to pricing and ROI, the differences stand out even more. Apollo might look cheaper at first, but hidden costs can pile up as you grow. Landbase has a higher upfront cost, but offers all-inclusive pricing with no hidden fees, and its ROI shows in the results.
Yep. And for small to medium businesses looking to scale, Landbase offers a more predictable and scalable solution. Its foundation-first approach ensures reliability and support, unlike Apollo, which has had some growing pains with scalability and customer support.
So, in the end, choosing between Landbase and Apollo really depends on what your business needs and what you can handle. If you want a hands-off, AI-driven approach that gets results, Landbase is the way to go. But if you want more control and don't mind managing things yourself, Apollo could work. Just remember, with Landbase, you're not just buying software. You're investing in a solution that helps your business grow while you focus on running it.
Thanks for tuning in today. We hope this chat helps you make a smart choice for your go-to-market strategy. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast for more insights into AI-driven business solutions. Until next time, think about how these insights could change your approach.
Thanks everyone for joining us on this journey through the world of agentic AI. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe and leave a review. You can find us wherever you listen to your podcasts. Let us know if there are any topics you'd like us to cover in future episodes. Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring.